Delaware's housing crisis includes a hidden population, adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities who live with aging parents with no clear plan for their future. With limited housing options and caregiver shortages, families are left struggling to plan for the future. More from WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez.
For children with disabilities, the school system provides structured services and support. But once those kids turn 21, families say those resources disappear, leaving them without critical help, especially when it comes to housing. Liz O'Neill, president of A-Team Delaware, an advocacy group for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDD, and also a mother of someone with IDD, says the drop-off in services is drastic.
In school, you're entitled to a free, appropriate public, education in the least restrictive environment. And the school services are pretty good. We could always do better, but there is a big drop off in services when your adult reaches age 21. And one of those areas is with residential services.
About 75% of adults with IDD in Delaware still live with their parents. And nearly 30% of those caregivers are over 60. With few residential options and a shortage of direct support professionals, or DSPs, families say they're left cobbling together care, often a high personal cost. More residential complexes designed for IDD individuals could help, but O'Neill says it starts with better information.
So this pre-planning, this understanding what the numbers are, understanding what the demand is, that's part of what we want to see our state do and plan for that infrastructure.
Advocates are pushing for a state plan to act before the crisis worsens. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.